Thank you for giving me the floor. I am Zondi Emanuela, General Deputy General Director of FONAREV, the National Reparation Fund for Victims. Thank you for that question. The first question you had on Resolution 1325, Women, Peace, and Security, I would like to answer questions on reparation. To answer that part of the question, I should say that victims are active participants of the reparation process. It's in planning and follow-up, or even in the implementation of the reparation policy, because our policy is victim-centered. I am the, as I said, Deputy Director General, and I am a victim of sexual violence myself. So I participate fully in this process, and I ensure that the process includes and continues to include victims at the core to ensure they effectively participate. So how do we secure financing for the plan? Well, the law 22/065 of December 26, 2022, providing protection and reparation to victims of sexual violence and victims of crimes against peace and security, in Article 28, 22, actually, Article 22, speaks about financing for the National Reparation Fund, has a 3% amount fixed, which is directly sent to the women's organizations, victims organizations, and victims assistance organizations to set up that process and provide reparations. On the participation of women to that process, well, in order to guarantee that they are fully involved in decision-making and following up on the public policies related to the resolution, FONAREV has focused in particular on the Women, Peace, and Securities component and include it in the mediation strategy for peace and reconciliation. So we're going to begin working with women at the local level in order to ensure that women fully participate, not just in the resolution of the conflict, but also in their prevention. Regarding information about FONAREV, well, FONAREV, I should say, started identifying who the victims are. And now I can tell you that we have managed to identify 220 some thousand displaced victims, including displaced persons, because these were victims who were in a vulnerable situation. I should say that we have three different types of victims. First are victims that have already a legal ruling for their cases. And we support victims with rulings so that they can have reparation following that ruling. We also have victims of regular, what we call regular victims, and then collective victims, which are include displaced persons. As you know, some weeks, perhaps some months ago, the situation of displaced persons was catastrophic, most regrettable. And so it was important for us to begin with that segment of the population that most needed immediate assistance. And so, given that comprehensive reparation could not be given to displaced persons, we started to use emergency provisional measures, which are similar to emergency temporary reparations. And emergency temporary reparation includes holistic care, medical, psychosocial care, social reinsertion, economic assistance, but also legal assistance and support. And since the beginning of the month of November, we have started what we call mobile clinics, which were set up in three different Goma camps because we wanted to try out our policy, test it out, and see how it worked. And we have been able to provide medical and psychosocial assistance to over 10,000 victims, displaced persons, who we already had identified. And among them, 58% are women, and 20% of these victims showed traces of the rape that they experienced in their province of origin, or in the displaced origin, or in the